Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Are you down? Are you down? Are you down? Are you
down? Chris, it feels like we're on a first date or something.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Like, not with each other.
No.
So I guess we're in an open relationship.
Ooh, and controversial.
On a date with Stacey Mooney.
Yeah. Hey.
Feels good. It feels good to be here. Like, seriously, though.
When was the last time you heard December 1st or something? Just one day.
I think it was 1923.
Yeah. Accurate.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for somebody to make an old person joke. Oh. I was listening to Laszlo's podcast on my way here. He's dating a 23-year-old.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's young.
Wow.
I won't even date a 23-year-old, and he's older than me.
Isn't that like triple his age? Twice? He's
all right, listen.
Thrice?
You're protected behind me, but only so far.
All right.
But back to Stacey. Holy crap.
Get back to me.
Stacey Mooney.
Stacey Moody's in the house.
Yes,
good to see you.
Pay attention.
How have you been?
So good.
You want to switch seats, Stace?
Yeah.
I know you do.
I do. No, it's been good, man. I've been busy. That's why I wasn't able to be here. But, oh, God, it feels good to be in here.
Repping the Union Station?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holiday train.
And, yeah.
Like, being sick on my deathbed.
But that's not the reason that you have lost so much weight.
No!
We're going to get into that a little bit later because you know that I would love to say something mean, but you are becoming my hero.
You know what? Yeah. The last time you saw me, I was just starting pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't mean to be like this, you know, because it's not like weight. The weight that's like on someone that like makes it, but like, hey, what up, girl?
I know, right?
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
What's going on?
Oh, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just doing my thing over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. I shouldn't do that. Okay.
No.
You don't think I can flirt with my employees?
That has never stopped you before.
I would be that boss, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Oh. You are that boss.
Damn it.
Who do I report to?
HR.
Okay, cool.
Oh, God.
Candy.
All right.
Who's also the stripper?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's spelled with an I.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Stace, oh my God, I can't believe you're back.
Yeah.
The I'm energy here. In this room is exploding.
You know what, though?
Hmm.
Chris is in the room.
Yes!
It's been a while since this has happened.
This trio warms my heart.
About a month ago when that awful thing happened and we lost Chris, it was like, you know, you came in and you're like, Chris is my, like, work husband.
Yeah, he was my buddy in this room. Like, there was so much head up ass on, you know, between you and Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and Chris were like, you know.
We found common bonding grounds.
We did.
Me and your heads were up each other's asses, by the way.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Right. Well, but now, Dustin, he's taken the semester off to be able to teach kids how to do learning. Because you don't quit your day job.
No.
And you definitely don't quit in the middle of getting your degree when you're in radio.
Yeah.
So it's me and you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have fun, huh?
Hopefully. Yeah.
It's going to be the most fun this west of the Mississippi.
So I do have one thing to ask you, Jordan. And I wasn't going to bring it up because I figured it's like this weird touchy thing with you.
Oh, there are no such things as touchy things with me.
I'm not sure how to feel about it. But why do you have blue hair?
Boom.
What do you... Because I like it.
You know who else has blue hair? Of all the colors.
Oh, my God. You know what? We're going to talk about
it. It's even the same hue.
It is. It's not even like a seafoam green.
No. She could have chose any single blue hue from the spectrum, but of the millions out there, she chose the exact even serial number of blue ideas. You.
She picked Stacey Mooney blue.
Oh my God! Is this what the show is going to be like today?
Yeah, probably.
Oh God, I quit.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Stacey, good die young.
Do they?
That's the name. of the brand of blue hair dye that I used. It is so Haley cool. Williams blue hair dye. What call it?
Seriously, wait, hold on. Don't breeze past this like we're not going to talk about it. Haley Williams has her line of hair color.
Yeah, and it's very, very, very popular. It's called Good Dye Young, and you can get it at every Sally Beauty's.
I hate everything about
D-Y-E.
It.
D-Y-E?
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's great. Everybody.
Can you get it at Hot Topic, too, probably?
Do they even have Hot Topics anymore?
Yeah, I just went in one. Like,
they've rebranded, haven't they?
Okay, time. One more time. How do you know that there are still Hot Topics?
I went in one this last weekend.
For what?
Because we were out at the Legends, and I'll have you know, I bought two of the coolest things I've ever bought.
What could that be?
Like a watch with a nautical star? What do you get at Hot Topic?
The best friends necklaces? Well, one says, you are my bestie, I'm your worstie. Adorable.
Gave that to your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Of course.
And a Parks and Rec air freshener.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
haven't they toned down recently? Hot Topic?
I don't know. I walk in there and I am 900 years old.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
There is a really, really hot place in hell for the person that did the thing that I'm going to tell you about. 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star.
Ooh. Yikes.
No, it's bad. It's bad. It's like probably the worst thing that you can do morally. But we'll get to that with the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. Chris,
on
start
this
us off.
Day in 2012, Jack White appears on the History Channel show, American Pickers.
When I heard that there was an elephant that these guys might have, I was pretty excited because I've seen a couple around the world, you know, being on tour, and they're not easy to get a hold of in the first place, and also not easy to get home. I love anybody who can pick through someone's garage and find something interesting.
You can take the guy out of Detroit, but you can't take Detroit out of the guy here.
You'll know that when you get out on the road and you realize I siphoned all the gas out of your tank.
Now that's ass-kissing, Stacey. Stacey's got a nasty look on her face.
Shut up, Jack White.
Okay, moving on.
On this day in 2007, Steve Jobs decided to bring on John Mayer to help him introduce GarageBand.
Guitar players traditionally go through keyboard sounds, and there's synth keyboards have always traditionally done some things better than others, and one thing that's never really been done right is the guitar. And this is the first time I've ever heard a guitar sound like a guitar on a keyboard.
Have you ever used that program to create music?
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
Alex said it's amazing, but I have never had the opportunity to try it.
Don't worry. You will. You will. All right. Let's keep going.
On this day in 2006, The Phantom of the Opera becomes the longest running Broadway show. You like that?
That sounds like what plays every time you come in the room.
Wow.
Wait, that's supposed to be a compliment.
Oh.
No?
Neither one of us got it.
On music history in 2003, MC Hammer and Vince Neil star in the first season of The Surreal Life.
Well, my manager called me about this show. I don't know, it seemed kind of cool. So I said, yeah, let's go for it.
Let's just do it.
You guys remember that show?
Kind of.
So heinous. Is that the one where Wee Man peed on his little scooter?
Probably.
I think so.
Surreal Life on VH1, I feel like it would be. That's like what VH1 became. It used to be like classic rock integrity. VH1 is now, like you said, what?
He was peeing on his little scooter.
Rest in peace, Wee Man.
Aw.
On this day in 2001, Apple's announced that old iTunes.
Hey.
No longer there.
No. On this day, Apple announced iTunes. They created it.
They're no longer.
Oh, I see.
They don't exist. So what's the point?
I'm sorry. I go to the defense when you speak about Apple. When Stacey speaks about Apple.
On this day in 1998, the decapitated head of a Danish little mermaid's recaptured.
Okay, I got to tell you about this because I did some research. So it's a statue. First off,
mm-hmm.
It's not an actual little mermaid.
Darn it!
But I know from that sentence, I thought it was a little mermaid, but. There was this statue. It was made of bronze in Denmark, and it was of a mermaid becoming a human. And it was unveiled in 1913. Okay. Just wait.
Like coming out of its cocoon?
Basically, yeah. She's got boobies and everything. It's a bronze statue.
Okay, so human boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
On this bronze statue of a mermaid. Mm-hmm. Unveiled in 1913. In 1964, someone sawed the head off.
As you do.
It was never recovered, so they made a new one. In 1984, the right arm was sawn off and returned 2 days later.
Oh my gosh.
In 1990, they beheaded it again. January 6th, 1998, the statue was decapitated again, and then it was returned anonymously to a local TV station on this day.
What the hell?
In history. That's not the end of it, though.
There's more?
Yeah, there's this statue in Denmark that people keep cutting the heads and the arms and the legs off of. September 2003. The mermaid statue in Denmark was knocked off its base with explosives that were later found with the statue in the harbor's water. Holes had been blasted in the mermaid's wrists and knees.
What's the curse on this statue?
People do not like this statue. Don't you get it?
Denmark do not want mermaids.
No.
Wow.
It's the craziest story. I was dying this morning when I was reading about the Denmark statue.
That takes dedication to cut through bronze.
Yes. And to be able to do it many, many, many times. Like, if someone cut the head off of, like, my statue somewhere, security would be there every day until the end of time.
I bet you it's some secret family legacy that just continue to vandalize it.
You can't take the head, then the arms, and they decide to blow it up, and they keep putting that damn statue back in Denmark.
This day in 1996, y'all remember this? Third Rock from the Sun debuts. I never watched it on television, but I watched it in reruns, and not bad.
Little Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What kind of story?
Uh-oh. Were you on that show?
No. But I was at the mall back when this show... I remember being at the mall when this show debuted, and some girls came running up to me and thought that I was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No!
I will take a... I've got a picture of me back then side-by-side with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I'll put it on my Instagram.
Oh.
It's pretty on point, which sucks.
That's super creepy because I have a huge crush on him.
Chris?
On this day in 1991, baseball officially bans Pete Rose from being elected to the Hall of Fame for betting on baseball.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Mm-mm.
On this day in 1984, one of the most iconic things ever in the history of television.
Click it, Chris. Chris is
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Where's the beef?
Where is the beef?
The victim.
Did we ever find out? Oh, my God.
We found out.
That guy found out.
I would say. Yeah, it sounds like there's a documentary on where they found the beef, and it does not sound like a good thing. Let us move on.
On this day in music history in 1967, two iconic musicians are born, Dave Matthews and Steve Harwell.
Who the hell is Steve Harwell?
Are you serious?
100%. Who is Steve Harwell?
Steve Harwell is just the iconic lead singer of the 90s band Smash Mouth.
Stop.
Lead singer of Smash Mouth.
The world has never been the same.
No. So. And he was born on the same day, same year as Dave Matthews.
Wow. Birthday buds.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1956, Dear Abby is first appeared in newspapers.
We do. One time, I knew that Chris and I were going to be friends when I texted him because I was watching a documentary on Dear Abby. And I was like, right, exactly, of course. I was watching a documentary on Dear Abby and I go, oh my God, did you know that Ann Landers, who was the other person that did advice columns, was Dear Abby's sister?
What?
Yeah, and Chris goes,
who didn't know that?
Who didn't know that? That's when I knew. That's when our hearts connected.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow, this is a real nerdy moment.
I was 8 when I figured that out.
Shut up. I was 37.
But on this day in 1947, Elizabeth Short, the Black Dahlia, is last seen alive.
The
victim had been severed in two with an almost surgical-like precision. No blood was visible, either on or around the body. It was also during this period in Long Beach that Elizabeth reportedly spent time in the local lesbian community, thus giving rise to the speculatory rumors that she had been slain by a jealous female rival.
Bitches be cray.
I thought that the biggest thing was it was a doctor that tried to give her an abortion. There was a botched...
There were a lot of theories around Black Dahlia.
We should research that a little bit more at some point and do something on it. No, that's a really interesting story.
It is. I really liked it.
Black Dahlia, last time that she was seen alive on this day in 1947.
On this day in 1929, the Seeing Eye was incorporated in Nashville, Tennessee to train dogs to lead the blind.
Casey Pet Project, they just moved into their brand new headquarters, which is huge and beautiful and like the perfect place for people that help animals, that help any kind of animal. One time they told me that there was like peacocks on their front door and they're like, come on, let's go. We do not turn any animals away. But at the, I believe it was like the 27th of December was the first day that they opened up and they had notable people from Kansas City bring the first pets from their old facility to their new facility. One person was the mayor, of course. The other one was Brittany Lynn, Mahomes' girlfriend, of course, and a workout person. I'm trying to give her own cred, too. She's not just Mahomes' girlfriend, but the dog, they just Instagrammed that the dog that Brittany brought to KC Pet Project is still available to be...
Adopted?
Yes, to be adopted. Their name is Thelma. It's a foxhound. It's so cute. So, yeah, just go on their Instagram and see the pictures of Brittany Lynn and Thelma. And somebody adopt Thelma today.
Come on, dudes.
I can't have a dog.
I can't either.
Right.
Let us live vicariously through you.
On this day in 1902, this is something I can totally get behind. New York State introduced a bill to outlaw flirting in public. Love that. That way, if someone starts flirting with me, I'm like, and... Because before it would have been completely awkward. I'm like, hey, you're breaking the law here. Can't do it. I would have been totally fine with that.
Are you flirted with that much?
No.
Look at this face. Of course he is.
I'm just so awkward when it comes to flirting.
You're so awkward when it comes to flirting that you would rather tell people that they're going to get arrested. Because this is still a law on the books in New York City.
Why don't they enforce it then?
It's one of those weird ones that they don't enforce now, but it has not been written off. It was a $500 fine and 30 days in jail. The little niche of it was that they wouldn't let you do that if you were drunk and flirting. It was a drunk and flirting thing.
Well, I think we should enforce those laws.
You are awkward at flirting. Yeah. Is this girl flirting with me? Arrest her! I mean, we're at that point because you're married.
Yeah, can't you just shut it down by saying, I'm sorry.
I just
have
scratch,
a wife and a child now.
My chin with like show my little ring finger off.
Oh.
And I can't even get a text back, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that. All right, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. I am going to read this just verbatim because this is such a horrible story. William Sandel is being held for a federal investigation by authorities for allegedly attempting to pose as a soldier, the hero son of Miss John Derby, who died.
Ew.
Mr. Sandlin sent Miss Derby a telegram saying, quote, I am your lost son. I am not dead, as reported, but I've arrived and I am well. Please send me $35 to come home. Miss Derby could not believe the news. She sent back a telegraph asking for particulars and identification, which Sandlin was unable to give her. And the news story, the caption is, posed as son back from the dead.
What an absolute garbage person. Wow.
I can't believe that stuff was still going on. And I love how the mom knew. Give me some particulars, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what would you do in that situation?
Give him the $35.
What would you do, Stacey?
You would give the $35?
Yeah.
All right. We've got holidays today.
It is static electricity day.
Ain't it?
So, rub your head against some blankets.
Does that have...
some electricity going.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that my lips are so chapped?
No, that just means you're dehydrated.
Okay, let's go.
It is also Plague God Day. Be careful with this one.
Are there parameters on this?
I don't know.
How deep should we get with this?
Well, you just tread lightly.
Wait, let's ask Stacey right now. If you could play God, what's the one thing that you would do?
So many deaths.
Oh, really? Us?
No. Well, maybe.
Chris?
No.
Me?
Coming for your job, girl.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends. News. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Okay, Christopher, tell us what is going on in the news.
Billy Joe Armstrong released a video on Instagram. He's going to be releasing some music soon, and he had something to say.
One thing I was thinking is, does anybody have like a relatively big backyard that we can do like a backyard party somewhere? We can come play at your house or your garage, or backyard, or I don't know. Do you have like a barn? Or is there a church or church parking lot? Or, you know, I was conceived in a church parking lot.
What the?
Anyways, just hijinks, fun, mischief, backyard party with your favorite band, Green Day.
Well, there's a couple of things with that sentence. He does not sound enthused at all.
No, he was very kind of just apathetic in the video. He's like, yeah, we're looking for some places to do some concerts.
You can tell the promotions that the label come up with versus the stuff that the band comes up with, right? Because it's just like, who do you think came up with that? Green Day came up with that idea? He would sound a lot more enthused.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, the label's making us play in a barn. Or do maybe, you have one?
Or maybe just it's Billy Joe Armstrong and he's an idiot. There is that aspect.
Stacey Moody is back. Buzz family, Stacey Moody is back. What else is going
on?
Yes,
we're doing some Sports Go Sports today.
All right.
The Chiefs play the Texans this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So Mayor Lucas is confident we'll win. Made a little wager with the Houston mayor. We are going to get, if we lose, we have to get them Boulevard beer and Gates barbecue. And if they lose, we get some authentic Mexican food from Irma's Original.
You ever been there?
No. Texas or Houston or Irma's?
Why wouldn't it be barbecue for barbecue?
Yeah.
Texas has good barbecue.
Because Boulevard is awesome, and obviously. Whoa. But the best part is there. Boulevard don't even make any extra beer for these people because we're going to kick their ass. We're going to kick their ass. We're going to eat that. Nothing.
Mm-mm,
wow.
Nope.
Eat their children. We're going to beat. It's the Chiefs. The Patriots are out. This is our year.
It's exciting.
Texans. Jordan wants to eat your babies.
It's fine. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Chris, what else is going on?
In Sacramento, California, there's a
warn us first.
There's a McDonald's.
Chris, I can only do this for so long. Is there? Thank you.
That is blaring that 24/7 to try to deter the homeless people.
What?
It's actually annoying all the neighbors because they've been doing it nonstop.
They're playing it loud enough to where people outside.
They said they're doing leaf blowies, a lawnmower, they have the TVs on full blast, and it's just blaring through all the walls. And we have no response from McDonald's corporate yet.
You got them on the wire, do you, Chris?
That is so wrong on so many levels.
Dicks.
Wow. Plus, who wants to eat at McDonald's where that's playing?
Right?
Just play it again a little bit for us. Yeah. That does not make me want to have McDonald's.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
It's good to have the team back.
Yeah, it is.
Because now we can do Forgotten Bangers.
Finally.
Otherwise, it was kind of boring.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I made this show so boring without me.
Hey, I was the reigning champ. Reigning champ, so boom, suckas.
What? By the worst technicality, I won, and then we started counting.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's unfair from the beginning. We started counting when I started winning.
Exactly.
Because I am the host.
Right, well, exactly.
And I have a reputation to uphold.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, Chris keeps stealing it. Last time we did this, you won with Scotty Don't Know. What is
Scotty
that song?
Scotty Doesn't Know. I was so pissed.
Oh, such a good song.
Whatever.
Over so many genres, so many people, so many different attitudes and generations can appreciate that song.
You know what's funny? When Chris started, he knew alternative music, but this is his first time working at an alternative station. Stacey, you grew up listening to this station, and I, you know, born alternative, basically. So I didn't think that you were going to, you know, fall into this so well. And then not only did you fall into it well, you started winning.
Rose to the top quickly, which is what I do often.
So does milk, fat, what, oil? What
the
is
the cheese
that
I produce in my basement?
Yeah, so we got Forgotten Bangers coming up at 7:30.
Got weird real quick.
You know it. That's the show.
That's true. It is Chris.
That's the show.
So, Jordan, I have to bring it back up. I'm sitting here across from you, looking at you, mm-hmm. and I can't help but notice the difference since the last time I saw you.
I got fatter, I know. I'm not on a wellness journey like you. You lost 30 pounds. Congratulations, by the way.
32. So, I get it that when you miss someone...
Am I really fatter?
When you miss someone, you do what you can to feel like they're back with you.
Yeah.
And I also understand that when you have a hero in your life, you try to emulate them.
I do not try to be Taylor Swift. I do not try to be Taylor Swift.
So you do what you can do to try to become your heroes. And I think you've achieved that. I think you've achieved starting the process of becoming your hero.
How in any way, shape, or form do I look, sound, act like Taylor Swift?
We all know.
Oh my God, do I give you a Taylor Swift
look? Look, Jordan, I get it. You're trying to be cool. You're trying to act like I'm not your hero. But we all know.
Ew, bitch. Ew. What?
This hair. The Stacey Moody blue that you dyed your hair.
What other color would I dye my hair? Would I look good in purple?
That's my question.
There's an entire rainbow of colors.
And they're all ugly except for blue on me. On me.
Oh, is that what on the me. Excuse is?
That's the reason, not the excuse, Stace.
Mm. You know...
I got it, though. A lot of people, when I dyed my hair blue, were like, you trying to be Stacey Moody? You trying to be Stacey Moody?
Why wouldn't
That's
they?
Well, first, obviously.
I wanted to dye my hair a funky color, and I didn't want it to be pink or yellow or orange or red. I don't look good with those colors. Blue looks good. My therapist likes our therapist. Oh, God, what is going on? Stacey.
That'll be interesting.
Our therapist.
Hold on. You're right. So first we started seeing the same therapist.
Okay, wait. First she was mine, all right? All right.
Then you dye your hair blue. Are there other things? Are you hiding things?
Trying to what? Turn into you?
Don't say it like it's not happening.
It's not happening.
Oh, well, that's
just because I watched S Creek.
Oh my gosh! Yeah! And you started watching my third favorite show of all time. Which, oh, so amazing.
Those are the only things.
No, I don't think so.
You know what's funny there, Stacey?
What?
I've got a list here of ways that Jordan... is turning into Stacey Moody.
So you see it too?
Absolutely.
He mentioned it at the beginning of the show when we came back on Monday, but I didn't know you made a list.
I made a list long. It's not just a couple. It's a few. Several.
All right, give it to me. How do you think I'm turning into Stacey?
All right, first off, of course, number one on the list, obviously.
The hair.
The exact same hue of blue of Stacey Moody's hair.
You might as well have just cut off my hair and put it on your head.
I look weird with long hair. Keep going.
You're increasingly becoming more assertive and bitchy.
Oh! What?
So just, I mean, I don't know.
Shut your damn mouth. What? I am not having a good life here, all right?
All right.
That sounds so familiar, doesn't
right?
it?
Right? Kind of emulating your
hero
personality. Ah. But you're gradually incorporating sarcasm, which is fun.
Was that sarcastic? Because I don't know.
All right. I looked through your iPod. There is 3 Deer Hunter albums.
They're a great band. They're a great band.
Whoa. What?
Sometimes you want to listen to something that melts your rocking face off.
And
so
that
what?
Is Deer Hunter.
It is. I've heard one of the songs that she told me about and then delved a little bit more into their catalog and may or may not have purchased a couple albums. So
honestly,
what?
The
so
best
what?
Thing you could have ever done.
So what?
That's
so
huge.
What? So what?
That's huge.
Hold on. Wait, you're also... This one I can appreciate. You've got this desire to volunteer your time outside of work.
Aw. You're reading numbers out to old people and stuff.
So what?
Aw, look at you.
So what?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Now it's getting creepy. It's getting creepy.
Right?
I just felt like I needed to give back to my community.
Not to get any creepier, but I... called someone and you submitted an application to Union Station to work part-time? What?
What the hell? Where did you... Who'd you call? What the...
I call HR from a Union Station because HR knows everything. They do everything.
True.
Little
Wait, you want to not only look like me, but you want to do the things that I'm doing.
I was reading the newspaper. I could use some extra cash to buy more DJ gear. And there was a job opening. So what? So what? So what?
Wow.
Hey.
Absolutely wow.
So what?
How to make a dollar.
Yeah.
All right.
It was the only place that was hiring that I knew, maybe knew someone that could maybe get me a job.
A
you
reference.
Know who you know? It's me. So what? So what? You got more?
I do. I called up the bank and there was a credit application opened. Are you thinking about trading your Mini for a Ford Fusion?
Ew, never. Your information is wrong. I mean, shoot, why are we? We're on the radio. People are driving around in a Ford Fusion. We might be sponsored by Ford Fusion.
I'll check on that.
I'm going to hit the dump button.
Yesterday, you were talking about how you wanted to go swim and start take care of your body a little more.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Who? My did doctor calling me a fat POS yesterday when I got on a scale. But, yes, Stacey is.
Did you get inspired?
By your wellness journey?
But.
She hates hearing that.
I hate you.
Also, I called a mortgage lender.
Why are you making all these phone calls?
Are you looking
weirdo?
For a home to buy in Westport?
Okay.
Oh, to my be God. Near.
My friend sent me a listing that is the most beautiful place that I have been thinking about for 2 months. So what? So what? So what? I am my own entity away okay. from Stacey Moody.
You're slowly
Can we
just
hold on. Can we just take a minute and realize it's very, very connected here. You're starting to actually kind of freak me out. I get it. I'm amazing. I get it. And everyone wants to be me. But Jordan, this is creepy.
Yeah, she recently purchased a Betsy Johnson bag.
Ew, okay.
I was like,
you're the one who bought it.
So,
whatever, dude.
I did not purchase a Betsy Johnson bag.
Okay, no.
All right, and this last one here. I'm going to kind of don't give credit to either one of you, but you two both won't turn off your dating app when you're seeing someone.
Oh,
I'm not
my
seeing anyone.
God.
What are you talking about?
I deleted it.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Well, hello there. Hi, Buzz family. What are you doing here? Huh? What made you come down this street? That's me flirting, I guess. All right, never mind.
Wow. The day our ratings plummeted.
That's me flirting. No wonder. I was trying to flirt with the bus.
What
family.
Are you doing down this alley? What are you hiding behind dumpsters?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Buzz family, Christopher is in charge of the news from now until forever.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing that,
absolutely.
By the way.
Absolutely, I love it.
When he comes in to tell us to just get ready to do it, I'm like, give me an idea of what these stories are that you picked. And so he gave me three notes, and I'm going to start this by reading you what he said the story was about.
Mm.
First story is titled, Independence Hood. What the hell, Chris?
Okay, so a woman was leaving the Chick-fil-A parking lot in Independence on 39th Street. And a man, for no reason, we found out, has jumped onto the hood of the car. The woman doesn't stop, keeps driving down the road, going like 35 miles an hour, gets onto 291.
With a person?
With the person still on the hood. People are trying to like stop her, get her attention, but clearly you know there's a person on your hood if you're driving. So they get on, she's on 291, and finally some cars barricade her, stop her. The man jumps off the hood and runs into the woods.
And this happened locally?
Yes.
In Independence?
In Independence, and they don't know who that man was. He just ran into the woods, and then they didn't charge her with anything, but...
What the...
Where'd that man go?
We can't swear on the radio. Got it. Wow, that is... I got nothing to say about
I'm
that.
I'm speechless.
Okay, so the next... Great story, Chris. The next story you called Bad Son.
Yes. So this is a Georgia man, Thomas McCollum. He's an a-hole. He went to his 73-year-old mother's house, stole all of her electronic goods, and demanded money if she wanted them back. And every day that she wouldn't pay him, he's going to increase the price.
What an asshole.
And then he blocked in her car for 2 days until she drove him to the ATM.
Why?
So he was charged with intimidating an elderly person, and he's in jail.
Good.
What are these news stories today? Is Australia still on fire?
I think it's raining there.
Oh, good. Oh, that's great news.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on with the all I got for this last news story that you're bringing to the table, Chris. You said, bad. Oh, that's what you said, Chris. What the hell is this news story?
Okay, so a man robbed a Rite Aid in Philadelphia. He had a little note. The note said, please give me all your money. I'm so sorry. I have a sick child.
Aww.
And he was given all the money. And as he was leaving, you can see on the surveillance camera that he's mouthed, I'm so sorry. Thank you. And then leave. So I'm like, maybe you can keep it.
How do we feel about that? How do we get Stacey?
Absolutely. I love him.
You can just keep
him. Fine.
Because he didn't shoot anybody, didn't kill anybody. Mm. I mean, this is literally like your last resort as a human being. To steal for your family if something's wrong.
I mean, people who are in that situation and there you have no more hope, what do you do?
If I were working at the Rite Aid and I was the person he was robbing, I would be like, you know what? Take whatever you want. Just take it all. Take it all. Take
Go
a
get
cart.
Some food.
Yeah, that's going to be probably my job once you take this.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I just realized that I hadn't done something.
What
Forgotten
was that?
Bangers. Forgotten Bangers. Oh. I hadn't given the results of Forgotten Bangers. They had 6 minutes to vote. Buzz Family had 6 minutes to vote on the three songs that we picked. Stacey, you picked Matchbook Romance, Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you picked Chumbawamba, Tub Thumpin'. And I picked 21 Pilots, House of Gold. Now, Chris, you are the one that has had the crown the longest.
It's on my head currently.
It smells like you, probably.
It's clean.
And I've got the results. Give me the crown. Give
what?
Me the crown.
I won! What?
The Buzz Family picked my song, 21 Pilots, House of Gold, over everyone else's.
And this has been confirmed?
This has been confirmed. Give me the damn crown. Just give me the crown!
I will
give me the crown.
Momentarily and temporarily hand the crown over to you.
This is what we're doing now. Whoever won the week before is the winner. So, yes. Hell yeah! Give me the crown.
There.
Okay, that's obviously not... Thank you.
There's your crown.
Yes! Yes, I won Forgotten Bangers. Thank you, Buzz Family. Thank you very much. Chris, what is this cookie now?
Okay, so I need some unbiased opinions. I just need each of you, and I know, Stacey, you're on your little health jaunt. I don't know if you can take a bite of this, but I made some cookies.
Okay.
And I need to see if either of you can tell anything about these cookies.
No.
I can't say anything beyond that, but I just need to know if there's anything about these cookies you can tell.
What?
I can't say anything more. Again, just try
all right,
the cookie.
Take your cookie.
Okay, question. Is this a sugar-free, low-carb cookie?
No.
Ooh. There is some sugar in the cookie.
Huh.
It is a standard chocolate chip cookie. Sans the chocolate chip.
Okay, but I was like, there's no chocolate chips.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, really? Okay.
It's a cookie, basically.
Buzz fam, this looks like a cookie
it's
that
a
your
cookie,
mother would
basically.
Make. Yeah. It's very thin. It smells like a cookie, mm-hmm. kind of. So wait.
It does have a...
There's a
It does
funky...
have a scent.
What? What did you do, man?
Ew,
are we going to die?
No, there is no death involved. It doesn't even come close to the basement cheese. This is just a minor a thing that I'm doing.
When did you bake this cookie?
I baked it this weekend. I was going to have you try it on Sunday or Monday when they were fresh, but Stacey wasn't here until today.
Is there X-Lax
in
this cookies?
No, there's nothing will harm you. Just take a little bite and just...
Wait, can you even eat this, Stacey?
I cannot eat this, which I'm kind of glad I can't because I'm not going to get a disease
Just take a
now.
Small bite. Just a small bite.
Now, if
just
Jordan,
a taste.
If Jordan's not here on Monday, we know that you killed her.
The last time
cookie.
We did this, Dustin ate cheese that Chris grew in his basement in a cup. I love you. I've never eaten anything you've ever made before, so what? Well, come
it's,
on.
It's just I can't tell you until you've eaten it and you need to fully masticate the food in your mouth.
The things I do for the Buzz Family.
Can I ask, while she's eating this, can I ask, is it all real food products?
Yes. There is no fake food in this. There
wait,
is no...
Wait. Are there bananas in this? Because I'm allergic to
there
bananas.
There are no bananas in
Damn
there.
It. Fine, I'll take a bite. Here we go.
You don't have to smack your lips into the mic.
I need the Buzz Family to know that I'm eating this for you, and I have to swallow.
Yeah, you got it. You got to get some moisture in your mouth and get the full flavors on all parts of your tongues.
What are your
there
first?
There is a.
Oh
no! That's like psychosomatic. Like, that's in my head because he made a cookie and he brought it in a plastic bag by itself and said, try this. And he's trust.
Individually packaged.
My initial, it tastes like a cookie. It tastes a little stale.
Okay.
But I mean, it is a week old now.
Yeah. Does it taste bad?
No, there's something. There's something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still like a sweet cookie. It's like there's a layer of something that is protecting the full sweetness of the cookie. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes. Okay, so Alex doesn't agree with me. She thinks these cookies are fine, but actually what I discovered when I was making these cookies is that the flour expired 3 years ago.
Oh, my God!
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
I'm tripping.
What are you seeing over there, Jordan?
You're still alive.
Barely. Can you feel the colors?
Yes. Chris just gave me a cookie to try on the air, and the flour was old.
Just by 3 years. It's just flour, so it can't expire too bad. It's not like it's pickles or something.
My tongue kind of feels itchy. Is that bad?
No.
It just started since we hit these microphones.
I'm sure it's fine.
Is it getting hairy yet? Are you starting to sprout hair on it yet?
It's like the only place on my body that I'm not growing
hair.
Well,
not anymore.
Werewolf girl. Okay. We'll move on. We'll see how I feel about this. You're so disgusting. Thank you. I hate you.
To be fair, I've eaten half a dozen of those cookies. Wow. So I'm still alive.
Would you feed these to your brand new daughter?
Ooh, no.
And I should probably learn how to talk about children. Your newborn daughter.
Well, she's still on the milk, so she can't process.
Why didn't you go with milk?
Why didn't you bring me some of that? To go with these cookies. All right, I quit.
Ew.
Let's talk about something else. Stacey. Oh, Stacey. Stacey.
Yeah, hi. How are you? I'm good.
We were talking about this earlier, and this you've just gone through this amazing transformation.
Yeah.
As a human being.
Uh-huh.
Over, like, your health. See, the thing is, I don't want to call it, I'm sure you don't either, just like a weight loss thing.
No, it's a lot. It's all encompassing health. Better health, mental, physical, all of it.
Right. And so I'm trying to figure out the right words on Instagram.
Yeah.
And like most people, most basic bitches like me, would call it a wellness journey.
I absolutely hate that word.
Ew.
I hate journey.
You do hate journey, the band and that word. But
I do.
But you're going on a wellness journey.
I'm not. No. Can we think of a different name for you to call it?
You can give me a better one, but really, you know, you are... You've lost 32 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you come in here, you're like, I feel better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wellness journey.
It's not. It's...
What is it?
Okay. I'm okay with the wellness, because that's great. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, wellness odyssey.
What?
Or wellness quest.
Ooh.
Sojourn.
What?
Wellness sojourn.
I don't even know what that is, because obviously I'm not on one.
How about you go on a wellness jaunt?
Ooh.
What?
Jaunt?
What?
Excursion, if you will.
Why are you using all these Oregon Trail words?
Because they're way better than journey. What about vagabondage?
You call this a wellness vagabondage? All right, I will go with that. I will go with that. And we're going to talk about all that you've done coming up right after this.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Stace, I love to talk smack about you, or at least I did last year.
Uh-huh.
But this is a new year, and I have blue hair now, so.
With blue hair comes more responsibility, right?
Yes, I can. Now I can see clearly. I think I just had to dye my hair blue.
Yeah, it's all it takes.
Because, yeah, you've been kind of like the leader on this, but you have done an incredible wellness, quote, vagabondage.
Yes,
over the past couple months.
Quite the vagabondage so far.
And we're in the time of year where people are, you know, making resolutions to go to the gym more. You know, you see it on Instagram. Everybody's out there and trying it. And then, you know, you hit these points where I believe it was 2 days ago that was when most people give up on their resolutions. Making it through those first couple days is the hardest. And, you know, you literally are an inspiration, even to me, with what you've been doing to get better health-wise. And so I'd love to talk to you about what you've been through and how it feels and, like, what keeps you going on with this.
Yeah, it is...
What started it?
Okay,
how did you feel?
So...
And what was the point when you were like, I need to really...
Mid to late November. I don't remember the date now, but I hit a moment. You know, you just... You wake up and you think, you know, I feel like crap. I feel gross. I'm not happy about anything. But that's kind of your norm. And you're just like, well, today's another day to feel awful. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a normal day. And I felt like that. And I have been in pain at any given moment. Three things at least hurt on my body at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my norm. And I got up one day and I stepped on the scale and I realized that was the heaviest I had ever been in my life. And so much emotion happened at that moment. Just like, how have you let yourself go this much? And why have you allowed yourself to be in this much pain and feel this gross? So,
which those feelings, when you feel like that, because believe me, I feel like that, you know.
Yeah.
Those feelings are always there as well, but you kind of like shut them down.
You do. You just, you know what? This is my life.
Right.
You don't, there's a point where it's the physical really has an impact on the mental. And I know we all have gone through that, but you do, you feel defeated and you're just like, there's no way I can change this. This is who I am.
So what was the moment that sparked it? Was it the fact that you saw that you at that moment were the heaviest you've ever been in your life?
Yeah. And the feeling of just like, I don't deserve this. AZ doesn't deserve this. People around me don't deserve how I am and this person that I've become. And so I said, I've got to change something. Something has to change.
So you really hit that point. You hit that point. What was your first step after that when you were going through these feelings? Like, I have to make these changes.
Well, later that day, that day I was super depressed and just feeling horrible. And I luckily had a therapy session that day. And I came in just feeling just the worst. And I was talking to our therapist and I had a total breakdown, like a meltdown. I'm bawling in her office, which you know how much I love to cry.
She does not BuzzFam.
I hate it. I hate to show emotion in any regard.
Even to our therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, it's right. We're working on it.
Okay.
But I'm just like, this is it. This is my rock bottom. I cannot do this anymore. So talking to her about that, I went to the doctor. I made an appointment and I said, look, help me. Help me. So I got referred to this clinic. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Heartland Weight Loss. They're in Overland Park or Leawood,
mm-hmm,
off Knoll. And I said, I am desperate. Whatever you can do for me. I don't care if it's, I don't care what it is. Just, I need it. And so she said, this is the exact thing that you need, this Heartland Weight Loss. So I go there and they can kind of tell, like, all right, you are ready for this because you have hit that point. And all the other times I've tried dieting, you know, I could lose like 15 pounds or I could lose 20 pounds or I'd like to lose 50. So I'm just going to cut out. I'm going to count my calories. Never worked.
Right. Because you literally need to change your lifestyle if this is the case.
Yeah. And as horrible and as dark as that day was, I am so grateful that it happened. Because without that, without feeling just worthless, I never had that motivation before. So because I realized this is as bad as it gets for me, mentally and physically, I never, ever, ever want to feel like that again.
A lot of people feel the way that, like, weight is based in how they feel about themselves. And they feel horrible because of, like, some extra pounds or how you feel because everyone is taking pictures and skinny on Instagram, you know.
Right.
Like, there are a lot of reasons that the Buzz family is also feeling these things. But the fact that you came to the point where I hate when it's called rock bottom, because it is the way that you feel, but you're not, it shouldn't be, you know, it's just a place where you realize that you needed to change.
Right.
There's such a positive thing that does not come along with the term rock bottom.
Right.
But the fact that you were like, yes, I need to do this. And then you went to a doctor and saw, you know, you found out where you could get help, and then you went in, and how did it feel the moment that they had that conversation with you? Like, when did you go from feeling awful to good? What's that exact moment?
The conversation I had with the doctor at Heartland was, she doesn't focus on weight loss. She focuses on when you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she came in and she said, or I came in and we're going to focus on your bio makeup. We're going to talk about what works best for you and why weight loss doesn't work. Why it's not a simple thing. It's one does not work for everything, for everybody.
Right.
So
right.
We are going to work on what is going to work for you.
Your own personalized.
Yeah. And she goes, we're going to make you feel better. That is our job.
I want to talk more about this, the feeling better part, because, again, this is such an inspiration. I know, even myself, I've changed up my eating habits just from little things that you've said,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you are an example of someone that did it and kept doing it, and you look great. You feel, you seem so much more there, and I want to talk about the really good benefits of that right after this.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Stacey Moody is back in the house with us. It's been a while,
mm-hmm.
and you have gone through this whole. You hate the term wellness journey, so
I do.
Earlier we discussed wellness vagabondage.
Yeah, absolutely
accurate description.
You know what?
Yeah, thank you.
You are doing so much work on yourself, so much positive work on yourself. That's what we'll call it. Whatever you want to call it. This is your vagabondage. I try not to use the word journey at all, but it really is super inspirational. Looking on your social media, Stace, you know, you've been very positive about what you're going through, and that's hard.
It is. I got to the point where losing weight and being thinner, yeah, that sounds amazing. Don't get me wrong. And it was less, for me, it was less looking at someone in a bikini and wanting that body.
Mm-hmm.
It was more, I don't want to wake up in the morning and be miserable. I want to wake up and my knees don't hurt. My ankles don't hurt. So that's what keeps me going. The fact that I am getting better and I do wake up with energy and I have energy. You know, I didn't even know what that word meant for years.
My favorite text was the one that came from you that said that I haven't farted twice this week.
Oh, my God. My body does not know what to do. I still don't fart that much.
Was it plentiful before?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Stace.
Yeah.
This is such an inspiration, and thank you for sharing it on the air with us. Because,
of course.
I mean, weight is, people are very sensitive about this. This is a sensitive subject. This is so, just like mental health, mm-hmm. just like going to the doctor for physical health, there's nothing wrong in going to a place that is built to help you lose weight.
No.
Okay.
And you shouldn't be embarrassed. You shouldn't. And
they didn't make you feel like that at all when you walked
God,
in.
God, no.
Did they roll out the red carpet?
Pretty much. They're like, oh my God, Stacey Moody's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I mean, there for the first probably couple of weeks, I didn't tell anybody that I was going to a weight loss clinic,
mm-hmm.
because it's this weird.
There's shame.
It's
shame,
like,
and weight, and they're together, and I hate it.
It's so weird. But then I'm like, you know what? Screw that. Hey, everybody, look where I'm going. Look what I'm doing, because it was coming off. And part of why I shared most of this on social media, but I only did it just now because I've failed so many times that sure. I did not want to have to answer to anyone when I failed. So once I realized I can actually do this and it's not that hard because I'm so motivated to keep it off and get it off.
And losing weight is not just about stopping and eating food. You had to totally change your diet. Without getting into particulars about it, what are the things that they suggested at the, what was it called again? Sorry.
Heartland Weight Loss.
What were the things you guys figured out that you needed to change?
Well, first off, I have always hated the phrase, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle.
I'm saying all the cliche ones.
But I absolutely hated that phrase forever. But as much as it kills me, it really is. It absolutely is. You cannot make a diet work without total buy-in. Mm-hmm. So we started with no sugar, mm-hmm. and I'm still very little, like less than a gram of sugar a day.
I remember when you were on the show, we were joking about it, you know, talking about how you were going to feel like hungover and all these other things. But in reality, you were really detoxing. You really felt that. I saw you the day after. Mm-hmm. You had black rings around your eyes like you were coming off heroin.
Yeah. And that's what and that's what she was saying. You know, you're going to feel like you're coming off a heroin.
No, damn, really?
Binge. Yeah.
It looked like it too, Stace.
Detoxing from sugar is very much along the same lines as detoxing from heroin, which I was like, that's insane. But
in reality, your experience was?
My diet wasn't as horrible as I didn't consume, you know, I don't drink soda and I didn't, you know, live on candy. So it wasn't as bad, but it sucked. And still, like, I see, you know, the cookie sitting right in front of me.
Oh, you don't want that cookie?
I don't want that cookie. But when someone brings in donuts, mm-hmm. it's like training your brain not to just grab it out of automation. You know, it's seeing something and you're like, I don't really need that. Or just seeing it and not even thinking about it. Like once you get to that point, and I'm pretty close. Like I will see snacks and I just doesn't even register, which I cannot explain to you how mind blowing that is.
Sure. Yeah. You've retrained yourself not to. Because it is, like you said, a whole change.
Yeah. The way I look at food now is so different. And to now... eating is almost like an inconvenience to me. I'm like, I got other things to do.
Right.
Like, I don't have time to eat.
Right. Yeah. There's eating for taste.
Right.
There's eating for pleasure. There's eating for pain, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. And then there's eating just for what it's supposed to be there for energy, for, you know.
Nutrients. To live.
And so you went from eating, forgive me, your Burger King tacos were like your favorite thing. From eating that to very good food, how did it feel?
At first it sucked and I wanted nachos every day. But now it's just not that difficult.
How do you feel?
I feel good. Like I look at people when one of the weirdest things to me is seeing someone else eat like regular food, like just pile it on. Normally that would be me. Like I just notice how much people eat now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, that's also part of my inspiration is like, I don't need all that. I have this little 3-ounce thing of chicken and I'm full.
Yeah. They say that your stomach is the size of your fist.
Yeah.
That's not even a piece of pizza.
And you imagine when I used to eat a pizza pan size of nachos myself. Mm-hmm. I used to eat that. That used to go in me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, huh.
You're also in your 30s.
Yeah.
You know, like that's when metabolism starts to slow down a little bit too. But you've done it. So mm-hmm. this is something that Buzz Family, you can do. And I want to ask you one last question.
Yeah.
If someone is in the car right now listening to this or listening to the podcast a little bit later and they are very inspired by your story, but they've got reservations or they're, you know, what would you say to them about this incredible wellness vagabondage that you are going through right now, where you've changed your entire life to become a healthy person and you're doing it. You've made it past that step where you give up. You are a different person.
One of the things that has come along with this is all the compliments of, you know, oh my God, you're doing so amazing. And, you know, you're an inspiration and things like that. Like, I'm very uncomfortable with compliments. But one of the things that has come out of this, along with the weirdness of the compliments, people ask me, how do I get started? What do I need to do? What's their phone number? How did you get a hold of them? What do I need to do? That is the absolute best thing that can happen out of this. Because I was very much the type of like, I don't need your stupid inspirational quotes. I don't need you telling me it's not a lie. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. I took it and said, you know what? I need to do this on my own. I need to do this my way. And Heartland can help you find that way without being cheesy and uncomfortable. They make you feel so comfortable. And we are here for you. That is the entire reason I am sitting in this chair, because I want to help you get to your best. So
I'm going to put the link to Heartland
in
the podcast. There's probably other places here in Kansas City.
We're not
doing a sponsorship or anything that with them right now. This is literally from their soul. That's why I wanted to do this. I wanted you to talk about this real thing that everyone is going through at the beginning of the year with getting rid of, you know, the resolutions and giving up on the gym. But anybody can do it. I hate that sentence too, and I definitely hate saying it to you, but if you can do it, I hate that sentence.
I know.
Full of cliches, but they're all there for a reason. Simplest way of putting it.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I hate to admit it, but all the stupid, you know, inspirational posters, they are real because, you know, they come from a real place.
That's right. I'm so proud of you. Again, your whole attitude, everything has been, this has been a full change. Not that we didn't like you before, obviously. It's just great to see you're evolving as a human. And thank you for sharing this very personal story with us on the show. And can people hit you up on social media if they want the links and everything?
Absolutely. And if anybody has any questions or any, like, please, please reach out.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to help.
Even small questions, anything. Get started, inspiration. Like, you really are. Like, you've even inspired me to do, you know, to get better and do better about this. So thank you so much, Tace.
Welcome.
For sharing your journey. You look great, girl.
Thanks.
Your wellness.
Vagabondage.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.